a Rural Health Roundtable at the White House. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The cost of health care has practically everyone worried, especially during these current economic times, and it's definitely a concern for rural America. Tracy Grandin reports.
The Obama administration invited the American Farm Bureau and other groups to the White House to discuss health care challenges facing rural America.
We were certainly pleased to participate because rural health care is a growing concern for our farming and ranching families. We view it as very positive that the White House is paying attention to the special rural health care issues that we have.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stauman says the group talked a lot about the quality of rural health care.
I think those of us who live in rural areas know that it's increasingly difficult to get doctors to come to rural areas to practice medicine, to get all the other health care providers, nurses, lab technicians to live in rural areas and work in those professions there.
The cost of health insurance are an especially big issue for farmers and ranchers.
Farmers and ranchers, as small business people, need to get private insurance, and they'll spend up to 10% more of their income on those type of plans than you would if you had the opportunity to participate in a group plan. So it's very clear that it's a direct economic issue to farm and ranch businesses.
Tracy Grandin, Washington.
Well, there's no doubt that health care costs are a real economic issue for farmers and ranchers. In one study about health care costs relative to their economic well-being, a quarter of the responding farmers responded that health care expenses contributed to overall financial problems, and it could cause them to delay making needed investments on the farm. And while the Farm Bureau's glad to see that the White House addresses health care concerns in rural America, they're not pleased to see that the president's budget blueprint released last week still calls for the phase out of direct payments to farmers with gross sales of more than $500,000 annually. That comes despite opposition from the ag community. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.